ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Arizona State Supreme Court ruling this week to uphold a law from 1864 that bans nearly all abortions, the only exception being to save the life of the mother. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
Anti-abortion rights groups are celebrating this decision, insisting that it protects the lives of countless unborn children. The justices in Arizona have now put this ruling on hold for 14 days, so abortion clinics in that state tell us that they still plan to continue to provide their services for a short period of time.
An independent investigation is underway in Chicago. Police body cam just now releasing following a traffic stop last month that resulted in the shooting death of 26-year-old Dexter Reed. Police say he fired one shot at them. They responded with 96 shots in 41 seconds. The latest inflation numbers are now out. Analysts had predicted consumer prices would be up 3.5% from last year at this time. That's what it was. Those numbers will be one of the things the Fed uses to set interest rates at its next meeting. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling for a special meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee next week to release $125 million to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Evers' plan would let the Department of Natural Resources decide how to spend the money instead of a framework created by lawmakers the governor vetoed yesterday. Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 will likely come up when the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues meets in New York next week. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa says Line 5 is still a threat to their land.
The Bad River Band is already at a risk of an oil spill because the pipeline is going directly through their reservation and the reroute. I mean, if you look at the map, it's basically hugging the reservation boundaries.
Stephanie Sosi is a lawyer for Earth Justice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A popular baseball and softball field in Duluth is due for some upgrades. The Duluth City Council has approved a $260,000 project to replace and upgrade the turf at Wade Stadium and is expected to approve a $900,000 project to replace the deteriorating roof. The stadium serves amateur baseball and softball players from youth ball to college ball, including the Duluth Huskies. The new turf should better protect players from injuries and prevent damage caused by the weather. The Duluth Public Arts Committee is promoting an interesting way to improve the aesthetic of the community. The organization is looking for art to display on utility boxes around the city, turning the lifeless steel structures into something residents will admire. The committee is seeking submissions for one available box, and the submissions must be sent in by April 30th. The application and more information about the contest can be found on the city's website, and the winning artist will be notified by May 24th. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers get a win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers battled to a 9-5 victory over the Reds. Another new face in the crew lineup, 23-year-old Blake Perkins, got the start in center field and drove in three runs. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, like, this kid loves baseball. His personality is so calm and cool, collected, and he watches the game as good as anyone.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 104-91 over the Boston Celtics. Giannis Antetokounmpo had to undergo an MRI after limping off the court in the third quarter with pain in his left calf muscle. As for the game, there was only two shots from the free throw line, a new NBA record. Doc Rivers.
Man, 157 game time. My goodness. You can go to a game and still have dinner.
NFL, the Packers tailgate tour continues its drive around the state.
Some of the nonprofits, the doors about to close, and the Green Bay Packer Foundation helps them.
That's Packers Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Pop Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. A few sprinkles tonight. We'll drop to 43 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, becoming breezy with scattered showers and a high tomorrow of only 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest Trigvi Olsen were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here and we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. Got out and played with the dog in the sun yesterday. Going to be another nice one today.
How long were you out?
Well, he can only play for 10 minutes before he gets tired.
So you were only out for 10 minutes?
No, I was out a little bit longer than that.
Look, man. So, I walked 9 miles yesterday, right? The weather's nice. I'm walking. So, I walked 9 miles. I'm so proud of myself, man. I'm walking. I'm feeling good. The miles are piling up. By the time I finished my walk and I looked at my Fitbit to see, you know, what this 9 miles wrought for me physically, I noticed I burned 725 calories, man. And I'm like, you know, I'm strutting like a peacock, man, head held high up in the air, man. I did it, man. And as my 70th birthday is, you know, getting closer and closer, I'm feeling good, man, right? Man, no problem. No problem walking this 9 miles. Weather's beautiful. That's what I'm going to do. So Sandy and I went to the Buck game last night. Sandy, my co-host. So we're at the Buck game, man. I'm feeling good, man. I burned 700 calories, right? Got a big box of buttered popcorn. Hey, Calvin, a big box of buttered popcorn. I probably wound up putting on 900 calories.
Hey, but at least you saw the Bucks get back on track last night.
I did, man. I did. But, man, you sometimes, you say, hey, man, if it takes me walking 9 miles to burn 700 calories, and I sit there and eat a bunch of buttered popcorn, and I put on more by eating the buttered popcorn than I did by walking 9 miles. There's just no justice in that, man.
Hey, well, you walked up to your seat in the Bucks game. That counts for something.
So, I mean, man, you know, it's just so much easier as our bodies age to put on the weight and so much more difficult for us to take it off. And you know, I've been married to the same woman for over 43 years. Oh, and man, I got... Calvin, I got to get you to remind me about my anniversary, man. I forgot it last year.
Oh, no. Hopefully you didn't end up in the doghouse.
No, man. It's coming up. It's April 26, I believe it is, or somewhere around there. I'm going to have to tie a string on my finger. Any ideas out there in the audience that, you know, you can how you can remind yourself, men or women, you know, when it's been that many years, sometimes, you know, you just forget, you're a busy person and you forget it. And it's not a good thing. So any ideas for an old guy like me to remember the anniversary, 844-967-2789. Am I the only person who's ever forgotten? Hey, Calvin, it's not like I only forgotten once or twice. It's happened a few times. And you don't do it intentionally. 844-967-2789. Have you ever forgotten the anniversary or the wife's birthday? And once you do that, you know, what is it possible? You know, I mean, what can you say? But anyway, I want to get back to this because, you know, my wife, I'm struggling with this weight thing. And Calvin, my wife still weighs the same amount she weighed when we got married 43 years ago. She's like 115 pounds. And here it is 43 years later. She's still 115 pounds. And in the meantime, I've eaten a medicine ball. and you know, and she doesn't have to work out. But the key to it is, my wife gets up in the morning, she'll have broccoli for breakfast, Calvin. hey, Calvin, think about that. My wife eats like a bird, man. She'll have broccoli for breakfast, string beans for lunch. I see the look on your face, Calvin. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean... I'm not a big breakfast eater. I usually skip breakfast, but broccoli's definitely not the first thing I want to eat.
And so she just eats right. And there's no you know, wonder why women outlast men in the life cycle. You know, we sit down to a big steak, right? No, my wife does not put cheese on the broccoli, Tony. She does not. I think she doesn't even put salt on it. But can you imagine eating broccoli, man, without butter, without salt, you know, without something, you know? And my wife eats cauliflower. Calvin, do you eat cauliflower?
Yeah, maybe with some like ranch dressing or something, but not a huge fan.
Well, I don't think I've ever eaten cauliflower. I think I may have tried it once. And there's no taste to it. You just said you have to have some ranch or something on it.
Yeah, it's definitely a vessel for dip.
Yeah. I see people that eat it raw, right? My wife eats raw turnips, you know, and she's cutting up the turnips. I'm preparing some greens, and I use the turnips. And she's eating the turnip raw. You know, nothing else on it. But again, she still weighs the same amount that she weighed 43 years ago when we got married. But there's no, you know, surprise why women outlive men. In most instances, they're doing the right things. They're eating their, you know, eating the right things. And me, on the other hand, I'm trying, man. I'm striving. You know, I'm probably going to get out and knock off another 7 or 8 miles today and try to burn off all of what I put on by eating the popcorn. Hey, Al, what's going on, man? How you doing?
You know, you can be arrested for that.
For what? Forgetting the anniversary?
Abusing and starving your wife.
How am I abusing and starving her? She chooses.
You're not feeding her properly.
She chooses, you know, to eat right. And you know, I really, to be honest with you, man, I used to be a real heavy meat eater, right? Hey, man, just put some meat on the table. What do you want for dinner? Just some meat, honey. Any kind of meat you got, just put the meat down there. There's stuff over there on the side that they call vegetables. Get that stuff off the plate. Just put some meat on top of some meat with some meat sauce. and that's kind of the way it used to be, Al. But, you know, we can't do that as much as we've aged. I'm sure you don't eat as much meat as you used to eat.
I see it, but see, I know your wife. That's the difference. I've always been a fruit and vegetable person, even though I love meat, but I don't eat very much meat. I eat mostly fish.
Right.
And but I eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruit.
Well,
I still work out 3 times a week.
Well, it's a testament to a man who is now 80 years of age and youthful as you are and work all the hours that you work. I mean, there is something to the diet. And then I'm looking at Tony again. I thought you were a great cook. Hey, Tony, I am a great cook. Al will attest to that. I'm a great cook. Oh, Al, will you attest to that?
On occasion, when you're not competing with me.
Hey, you need to make food so appealing she stops eating broccoli. hey, Tony, you know, I do make food appealing and it looks good. And, you know, but she wants to hang around longer, you know, and that's why, you know, men are long gone and their wives are still here. For the most part. Hey, Al, man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. 844-967-2789 is the number. Got a lot to talk about this morning, as always. It's Wednesday, which means we'll be joined by none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Calvin, have you ever gone to casinos?
I have.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, it's a good time. But there's some things going on. I've been around long enough that I remember when the casinos were only in Las Vegas and New Jersey, and they didn't allow casinos outside of those places. You know how many casinos are in Wisconsin today? Take a guess.
12.
25 and counting. So we're going to talk about casinos. The impact of them. You know, I've been, you know, one who has frequented casinos. But we're going to talk about it from the perspective of the yin and the yang of it. Up next, casinos on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Oh, the 70s. I'm going to stay in the 70s a little longer right here. You're a silhouette of splendor. I'd love to remember. Oh, it helps me through these hours I've spent away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, it ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling. Makes it so easy and oh so pleasing to concentrate on you. Oh yeah. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for
all right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Maybe I'll take my own advice with remembering my anniversary and play Jeffrey Osborne's Concentrate on You. And I'll remember the anniversary. But anyway, I want to talk about casinos. I have frequented casinos. And I remember when the first time I went to a casino, I had to go to Las Vegas, my wife and I. And never went to the casinos in New Jersey. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. Love to hear your thoughts. And so never went to the ones in New Jersey. But our nation clearly did not think it was a good idea to have casinos and people having access to them all over our country. For decades, that was the proposition. If you want to gamble, we as a nation don't think it's a good idea, you know, and so we're not going to allow it. But something changed in about the 80s, and the proliferation of casinos all over this nation happened. And in some instances, there have been positives. You know, Native Americans, it's been, you know, a bounty in many instances on their reservations. They've been able to put casinos up and uplift their tribes and certainly offer employment, you know, on those lands. But there's an underbelly of what happens with casinos. And, you know, you see the elderly, many on fixed income, the poor. Many on fixed incomes who, first of the month, get their checks, their Social Security checks, their retirement checks, and they go to casinos. And in those casinos, they really are being pilfered. Let's be honest. You know, they didn't call them one-armed bandits for nothing. Back in the 30s and the 40s, when those slot machines were created and they called them one-armed bandits, they're, you know, still one-armed bandits. They're not as archaic. They're beautiful machines. The technology has spruced them up, made them very beautiful. You know, the characters, the sounds, the lights, all addictive, have really done major damage. And if there was, you know, a record of the amount of people who have committed suicide because of their addiction to those things, we would be astounded. So while they're continuing to build more and more casinos, in the face of knowing the damage that it's done to people, to ordinary, everyday people who have addictive personalities, and even if they didn't have the addictive personalities, are now caught up in a web that they can't get out of. Well, you know, they all give a, what is the name of that? Disclaimers. They all have disclaimers. Well, if you have a gambling problem, call this number. Well, you know, people maybe didn't have the gambling problem until the proliferation of casinos, you know, all over. Again, they're 25 in the state of Wisconsin. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, I wanted to say, are you putting together a playlist for Gary with his Viagra and helping his Alzheimer's?
come on, man.
For this morning with his wife? I didn't know if that's what it was or if you were getting everyone to get their playlist together or what, but unfortunately, that's what I thought of when I heard the music this morning.
No, man,
I'm like, oh, no, he's doing that's not right. That's not right. What's going on here? So, Gary, you've made an influence. Good for you, buddy. Second, we the people ultimately are the government. The power is in our hand, and we must never forget that. Third, we cannot look at this election as a normal election because these are not normal people that are running. Donald Trump is not normal. We cannot normalize.
So Tom, I'm going to talk about Donald Trump later on. But your thought on the casinos, man?
Yeah, I mean, capitalism, basically Ronald Reagan, another, you know, horrible thing that he left behind, which is, you know, basically what capitalism is, especially unregulated capitalism, is survival of the fittest and survival of the strongest. And, you know, those people, I've seen them too. It's in Green Bay. I've seen them at the different, you know, casinos and stuff where, well, in Vegas, I've seen them in L.A. area. I mean, it's like they're sitting there with their big pocket full of or their big what do you call it, bucket full of money, and you know that they probably just got that from their Social Security check or something because they think that maybe the next one is gonna be
you see the elderly, Tom, that really widows and who would have never even thought about gambling, right? But they become addicted. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll return.
And that was our love call. And in a distance I heard you say, and I say, that's my sweet baby.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin have more than doubled their property tax revaluation since 2020. Forward Analytics says local governments want to make sure property owners aren't underpaying their share in taxes if the market value on their homes is soaring while their assessed value stays flat. New worker safety regulations may have unintended consequences. The federal government now requires long-haul truckers to log their hours on wireless devices, but that could expose millions of trucks to hackers.
Those systems that never used to be connected to the internet or have any like wireless connections, they are becoming more and more connected, and that can introduce vulnerabilities.
Jake Jepson is the co-author of a study that shows how hackers can manipulate trucks remotely. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding the public to be aware that black bears are beginning to emerge from hibernation. As the bears wake up from their winter naps, they'll be searching for food and new territory to occupy, which could draw them closer to the public than most residents would like. Northern Wisconsin residents especially should take preventive steps to keep bears away, like taking down bird feeders, reducing the smell from trash cans, and limiting how long their pets are left outside. The Duluth Library Foundation will celebrate its annual Library Giving Day this week. According to a Northern News Now report, the sixth iteration of the event will be held on Thursday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. alongside some community partners. The event will include a story time with a local author, live music and activities for children, a game of bingo with prizes, and food in a cash bar. Officials are hoping the event can raise upwards of $60,000, with a total up to $25,000 being matched by a local philanthropist. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Curb Your Enthusiasm's final episode was last Sunday. Susie Essman, who plays foul-mouthed Susie Green on the show, says fans are visibly upset when they approach her on the street and she is kind and gracious to them, adding that she thinks fans want her to tell them to go bleep themselves and keep walking. Essman says that is not how she is at all in real life, and that's why it's called acting. I'm sure she is lovely in real life, but her character will be missed. Sylvester Stallone has been accused of creating a toxic environment on the set of Tulsa King. Stallone is the lead actor of the Taylor Sheridan executive-produced show, which is currently filming its second season in Atlanta. Stallone was overheard saying to the director that the background actors were ugly and that he wanted to be surrounded by young, pretty girls. Is anyone surprised? Folks, if you take steroids for decades, it's bound to affect your ability to speak intelligently, especially if you were incapable of doing so beforehand. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. A few sprinkles tonight. We'll drop to 43 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy with scattered showers and a high tomorrow of only 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to finish up a subject that I was talking about right before we went to break, and that was about the proliferation of casinos and gambling in the country. It has not been for the better of the citizenry. You know, here Sherry said, just like the lottery, you know, you go into the store and they are buying tons of tickets. It takes forever. Lottery's another one. The difference with the lottery and betting with the lottery and the casino is that, you know, you can bet one or two or five or $10 on the lottery, 50 cent, I guess. But the casinos require, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars and even thousands of dollars. And so people can lose their whole and do lose their entire monthly Social Security checks, pension checks, all sorts of things. And the chances, let's be realistic. They don't build those great edifices that they call casinos by losing, Calvin. The casinos aren't built on the casinos losing. It clearly is set that they're going to make sure that they're going to get what they need to have. So it's rigged to make sure that they're not going to lose. So people do it for fun. They do it initially for fun. And at some point in time, fun becomes a habit. A habit that is destroying people's lives. Now, they've just brought in these betting, online betting, where you can now go into same casinos and people can bet on almost anything, right? Maybe there's somebody betting that at any given time I'm going to fall on my face. And there are people lined up who will be able to put odds on the table, you know. And so gambling and what has happened in this country is not good for the citizenry. It's just not. You know, it's not. 844-967-2789. Is there anybody out here who thinks it is a good thing? You know, the Catholic churches used to do bingo before the casinos came into existence. And it was a, you know, a safe way and a way that people could socialize. And the elderly would go into the Catholic church basement and you know, and have fun and interact with people. Casinos aren't that. There is no interacting. The interacting is between you and the machine, the one-armed bandit. You know, the fact that we don't talk about it is one of the reasons why I love doing my show. Because I get a chance to talk about things that are relevant that most people don't want to talk about. They know what I'm saying is true. If what I'm saying is not true, 844-967-2789. It's factual, what I'm saying. And as long as, you know, I continue to get an opportunity to do this, I'm going to continue to bring up factual information that really is harmful that people don't want to talk about. And we all got somebody in our families who we know are addicted. And nothing you or I say can change that. It's a bigger problem than most of us even want to talk about. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I want to say about the casinos. I worked at a casino for 3 years. And actually, I met my girlfriend who worked in security at the casino there. And I have never really met more rude people in my life than people who are patrons of a casino. I've had people walk into me. I have people who get rude. My girlfriend told me stories about people who actually died playing a slot machine.
Absolutely.
And the people around them would get mad because they would have to kick them off of their slot to remove the body. Even asking if they could have that person's winnings who passed away. But I got to say, though, like here in Milwaukee, Potawatomi is a good citizen of Milwaukee, for lack of a better term. I think they donate to many good things in this city that we, I think, sometimes take for granted what they do. So it's a double-edged sword is what it really is. But, it's all in how you look at it.
So let me address the philanthropic aspect of what they and others do. Clearly, the damage that is caused to people and their lives far outweighs any philanthropic things that the casinos do. For every philanthropic thing that they do, there are hundreds and hundreds of people whose lives are destroyed. So, you know, yeah, they drop a little, you know, dust over here and over there. But, you know, Potawatomi is the biggest casino in the Midwest. I saw it grow from a couple, you know, 200 slots to right now the biggest casino in the entire Midwest. They didn't do that by losing, Tom.
Right, yeah, it was just a bingo hall and nothing more before they even left slots.
So my point is they didn't build that from losing. They built that by winning. And winning means somebody's losing. And the people who are losing are the citizens, and in many instances, those who can least afford it, Tom.
Right, but also they... you know, if we didn't do it, other cities would have it.
Well, they've got them all over the country now. We know it's about the money, Tom. That's what I'm saying. It's about the money, and as long as it's about the money, you know, the people are going to, you know, come in second. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. There was a subject that I wanted to get to. And so when a child is prosecuted, who wins? This is an article in today's USA Today. Virginia governor chose politics over people. I will tell you this. Children aren't adults. And we know that. You know, having, you know, you don't get to be an adult before being a child. And so children and adults, two completely different things. And there was a situation that occurred in Milwaukee about 2 years ago. 10-year-old boy got a hold to his mother's gun. And she did not want, he wanted to buy something off of television. Obviously, the young man had some mental issues. He took the gun out of a purse, pulled the trigger, and killed his mother. 11 years old. I think he was 11 years old. 10 or 11. And he's been treated as an adult. You know, he's going to be in prison. And, you know, it's a hard thing. Yes, he killed his mother. I couldn't even fathom the family and what they've had to deal with. And yes, it's a heartbreaking scenario. But at 10 years old, 11 years old, should they be treated as an adult? The answer to that is no. No. Under any circumstances, no. You know, I know my three sons, their mental capabilities at 10 years old. I know what it was as a parent. And they weren't equipped to be adults. They're just not. But in Virginia, Republican Governor Youngkin, again, another Republican, thinks that they should definitely treat children as adults in these kinds of circumstances. I just, time and time and time again, people who are on the right, and I don't mean right and wrong side of things, but people who are considered to be right Republicans, are on the wrong side of these things. So we can totally dismiss the fact that science knows that children and their development at those ages are not adults. A troubled child, the neuroscience of human brain development is so well established that the U.S. Supreme Court has long held that youth under the age of 18 must be treated differently by criminal law. So that's according to, again, neuroscience and human development that I think knows a lot more than politricksters. And yes, some young people have done some heinous things that make us all want to say that what they've done is unacceptable. We're not arguing a point about what some of the things that they've done is unacceptable. We're arguing about whether or not they should be treated as adults. And the answer to that is absolutely not. 10 years old? Well, he did an adult thing. He'd kill his mother. Yes, committed murder. But that doesn't mean that he was capable mentally to do that, to understand the impact of what he did. 844-967-2789. Love to hear your thoughts on it. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Hesitation's through. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling, we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I was talking about before we went to break the fact that, you know, children who have been treated as adults in many states across this country are just that, the children. And their minds have not been developed to the degree that that they can handle or deal with the kinds of situations that they have gotten themselves into. And so I was talking about a 10-year-old young man who took the life of his mother. He got access to her gun in Milwaukee 2 years ago, and he wound up taking her life. And so he's been treated as an adult. He's been held in adult courts and adult prisons. And I just don't think it's right. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call, as always. You know, what you're talking about in these, you know, three strikes you're out eras that we're in this, you know.
Truth and sentencing, no parole. Truth and sentencing, no parole.
Yeah, yeah. That, to me, that's just a feel-good thing. It sounds good, you know, being a tough guy. You know, and have tough policies, but what it really is, it's really a cop out in my mind. We know that the rehabilitation that is supposed to go on in our correctional institutions is just about anything but. The resources aren't there. The commitment certainly isn't there. And so, you know, this war on drugs and war on crime and this whole, you know, which is part of the scares and terrorism era, by the way. This is just gotten out of control. So, you know, how do we choose that a prison industrial complex and just massively, you know, building prisons? How do we come to that conclusion that that's the best way to go when we all know that you know, the rates of return, you know, again, the rehabilitation that's supposed to take on a life of its own in these correctional institutions, they're not there. So, you know, again, this is just another example, Earl, of, in my opinion, anyway, of, you know, a glaring problem that we know that there are solutions if we were to fully adopt that attitude and jump in and fix things. Right. But no, we have found ourselves in this upside down era where the exceptions seem to be wagging the dog, so to speak. You know, you're talking about casinos earlier. You know, casinos were outlawed for a reason and minimized in New Jersey and Las Vegas for forever. We all knew that there's going to be significant risks involved as soon as that Pandora's box was opened. And here we find ourselves right here. So, you know, all these bad decisions are really a result of a lack of committing to good government. It's really a fundamental in my mind. If our representatives don't believe in good government, then they need to get out and get another job. If they don't believe in doing the people's work as they've been hired to do, then they need to get out. But finally, we the people need to demand that they do the public's work or get out. This poison pill, this left against the right conundrum that doesn't get anywhere. We're spinning around in 1980s immigration policy, for crying out loud. At some point, the people have to say enough of this. We want our job done. We want the work of the people done. We send these people to Congress and to our houses and state for a reason, to do their job. And they're not doing
so,
it.
A troubled child needs treatment, not incarceration. The neuroscience, again, society understands the impact of addressing and separating children from adults. The neuroscience industry understands that a child's frontal lobe is not developed fully until 25 years of age. And so in the face of all of those things, when people demand incarceration and demand, and you constantly hear this continued drumbeat on the other side of things that lock them up, lock them up, lock them up, lock them up, and as if we can somehow continue to afford to lock people up and lock them up forever. Our nation has more people locked up than almost the rest of the entire world combined. So what are they doing differently in those other aspects and parts of the world that we aren't doing? It really does come down to a point of whether or not our nation, which has clearly the capabilities of doing rehabilitation, I think in many instances more so than other nations, is caught in this conundrum where we believe that if we lock people up, there's going to be, it will be safe. And that's not always the case. If that was the answer, then America having more people locked up than almost the rest of the world combined would be a safe nation, and not what it is. 844-967-2789. When we come back, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, will be joining us.
You on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Tune in for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. John Nichols should be checking in. You'll want to tune in 4 to 6 across Civic Media.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new report from the government is not great for those who are hoping for an interest rate cut.